Phil Davis is a workforce service director with North Dakota Job Service. We're talking about North Dakota's job reports. The U.S. economy added 235,000 jobs in August, which is lower than the July that added 943,000 jobs. And, of course, we're talking about North Dakota, my home state. So, Phil, good to have you on News and Views. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, good morning, Joel. Always a pleasure to be on your show. And I just always love your bumper music. You always just hit it out of the park with that.
Hey, that's all me, Phil.
I don't pick
it. Oh, okay, Abby.
But,
all right.
You know, that's part of why she got through the interview process as quickly as what she did. Phil, what are North Dakota's numbers?
Well, Joel, we just had our numbers come out this morning, so it's perfect timing. We're still sitting really, really good with the amount of openings we have. We have 17,519 openings, and that's just on Job Services website. And I've said this before, and I think we've heard the governor say it. You know, we can probably take that number and multiply it by two or three. So we're only down from July to August, 500 jobs across the entire state. So we're hoping some of those jobs were filled back in, you know, June, July, and August. I think, you know, we're still sitting within the top 10 highest ever on our website, probably since 2013 or 14 with that 17,000 number. So we're still sitting really good, and it's really across all industries.
So when you say really good, what you're meaning is in terms of having the positions filled. Is that accurate?
It's, well, filled, but that's what I was talking about there as far as the openings. We still, for getting people back to work, there's still a lot of choices out there is what I meant by that.
Oh, okay. I got it. I'm just trying to make sure we're on the same page, Phil. So,
sure. So
in terms of North Dakota's rankings, you know, kind of a per capita thing, how do we compare to other states in terms of jobs available or basically if you're the employer, not filled?
I would say I can't give you an exact where we're at per capita, that type of thing. But, you know, if you look at just kind of our neighboring states with South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, we work pretty close with our counterparts in South Dakota and Montana. They're sitting in the same situation we're at. We have a lot of more jobs available than we do people that can fill them currently. However, in saying that, we saw a really nice uptick from June into July as far as less people unemployed in North Dakota and a bigger jump in people being employed. And actually, we decreased our unemployment number by 3,200 from June to July and increased our employment number by over 4,300 people went back to work between those 2 months. And I think we'll see probably the same lines here from July into August when our August unemployment number comes out, which should be in the next week or so.
So one of the reasons that I'm glad we're having this conversation is just that, which is, are people going back to work? I supported the governor when the governor came out and said we're not going to extend unemployment benefits because I believed that the reason we had done that was to get people the safety they needed during COVID, and that if they had been vaccinated, which they should have been vaccinated, it was time to go back to work and into the workplace. What I see, though, Phil, driving around and what I hear on all the radio stations I listen to and TVs that I watch and newspapers that I read and social media is that people need workers. In my home state, people really need workers. And so I have to ask myself why. Why don't we have enough workers to fill these positions?
Well, I think I kind of got into this last time I was on your show here. And I think it's really, it's a pretty big dive into it. And I think it's a kind of a perfect storm. It's COVID. It's people that were working two and three type of jobs, which, by the way, pre-COVID, we were leading the nation in that. And people working, you know, they have their main job, and then they might have a couple additional part-time jobs. And I think we're seeing a lot of people during COVID just said, okay, that's enough. I'm going to retire now. I know here in Job Service, I can't tell you the number, but we had a good amount of people decide to retire. It was time. And I think that's what we're seeing as far as people exiting the workforce. So I think it's those three items and on top of that, some people maybe were able to save some dollars and went back to school. We've been hearing kind of stories with that too. Well, I decided just to go back to school. Maybe it's those 24 and 25 year olds that were in the workforce and decided, well, I'm gonna do something different. Now's the time to do that. So I think it's just kind of the perfect storm, but we are seeing people go back to work. But I think another thing we can look at too, and I saw this on KFYR, and we were discussing it from a leadership point here in job service. During COVID, for some reason, in the last 18 months, we've had like 1,000 more businesses and establishments open up during COVID. So, you know, I was in West Fargo on Saturday, and I could not believe how many new establishments had been open since the last time I was there. And so I think that's part of it too. So if you take those four or five different things and add them all together, yeah, I think we're going to have a workforce shortage. But again, I said that before. We had a workforce shortage going into the pandemic. We had a workforce shortage, believe it or not, during the pandemic. And as we all know, we have a workforce shortage now. And we're not different than any other state going through this right now, Joel.
What I'm seeing though, Phil, is that for the first time, I think in my life, everybody has that same problem. That and I know that we always could use more workers. I'm not trying to be so naive there, but it's the places that people have an opportunity to work that it isn't about the pay. It isn't about the benefit. It isn't about the perks that come with it. It's about them not going to work there. And that's what scares me, because some of the places that need these workers, Phil, are vital. They're vital to our economy. They're vital to where we live. They're good employers, but they're not able to fill those positions. And I can't figure it out. I've done shows on whether or not higher ed is meeting that challenge. I've done shows on whether or not at the high school level we're getting people that really should be in positions like that, to steering them towards that. I don't know what we're doing wrong as much as what I know that we're not getting people in positions where they can succeed at life, have a great life, and yet still go to work there, and they're not doing it, Phil. And that makes me nervous.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I don't have the answer to it either. I know we've discussed this before, and we discussed it here from the Governor's Workforce Development Council all the way down to job service. Is it we're just seeing more and more establishments? Are we seeing less people in the workforce? Are we, even though we've grown a little bit in population here in North Dakota, are we still needing more and more workers because we have more establishments? Are people graduating from our universities, our younger folks, and moving out? You know, those are all those type of discussions that we've had. And I don't know if anybody has the magical answer. I know I don't.
Well, and one other thing that has to play into the discussions that you folks are having is we grew. I mean, right? North Dakota grew at a rate higher than any other state in the union in terms of our population. And, you know, people have to be working somewhere, and yet we're still not meeting the demand out there. And I'm not putting this on you, Phil, or higher ed or anybody. I'm just talking about what I know to be true. And you only have to get in your pickup and drive around and look at the signs. People need workers. And if there's some magic way to fix this, Phil, I think people are waiting to hear about it.
Yeah, and I would like to hear it too. So in the meantime, what we are doing at job services, we're doing the best to put people back to work. And if you're struggling for it, come on in and, you know, visit one of our 9 workforce centers across the state. We've been having multi-industry job fairs. We work with, the employers across the state that list their openings. We have them inside of our offices with hiring events. We're doing that in the safest way we can. We've had some drive-through job fairs. We've had a walk-through job fair. We've got, like I said before, a couple more multi-industry job fairs coming up here in the month of September in Williston, Belcourt, and Grand Forks, and then a bigger one in Fargo the first week of October. So there's plenty of avenues people can take if they're having, struggle getting back into the workforce. We're here to help.
Yeah. Phil, thank you. Thanks for coming on. I'll let the last word come from you. Anything you want to tell folks out there?
No, just please come and visit us. Take advantage of our services. You know, we're here to help. You can find us, like I said, in those 9 workforce centers or at our website, jobsnd.com. Please give us a chance. We can definitely help what your needs are, even if you're a job seeker or an employer. We're here to help you.
Okay. Thanks for coming on, Phil. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Joel.